Morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name. Good to see you all here this morning. Trust together we can be encouraged around God's word. May our faith have been strengthened as we looked into the lives of Joshua and Caleb, their courage and their determination to wholly follow the Lord in face of the headwinds that they faced. May we continue to serve our God faithfully. For a message this morning, I'd like to think of evidences of salvation. Evidences of salvation. Share this message this morning with the belief and observation that I'm speaking to a group of people who have enjoyed and experienced salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We like to think of some of the evidences that will be flowing into our lives personally to reaffirm in our own hearts the relationship that we now have with God as we experience salvation through Jesus Christ. The affirmation or the confirmation that God promises in His Word to give His children as we experience salvation in Christ. And the evidences that will be obvious as we have the blessing of fellowshipping with other people who have experienced salvation in Jesus Christ. Evidence of salvation. Are you a child of God this morning? Have you experienced that great salvation? Just looking at two words in our title, evidences and salvation, what is an evidence? Webster tells us it's the body of facts or information indicating whether a belief, proposition, or declaration is true or valid. I'll read that definition again. Evidence, the body of facts or information indicating whether a belief, proposition, or declaration is true or valid. Someone said that it snowed yesterday. Do we have any evidence of that? Do you believe it snowed yesterday? How many of you believe it snowed yesterday? What are you going by? Well, most of us saw it snow. And if you wouldn't have been here, if you'd have been down south and traveling back north and got here, and I told you that it snowed yesterday, you would look out and say, it snowed, yeah. I believe it snowed yesterday. Evidence. On a rainy day, someone can say, it's raining. What are the evidences? Well, we see water running down the driveway, the creeks are rising, whatever it might be. Got the idea of evidence. Evidences of salvation. Definition of salvation. Being saved from harm. To be saved, salvation. Being saved from harm, sin, or a bad situation. Being saved from harm, sin, or a bad situation. Deliverance of the soul from the consequences of sin. Deliverance of the soul from the consequences of sin. We know that the scriptures teach us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. Who of us would stand up and say, we have had no sin, we have not sinned? If we say we have no sin, we are a liar, the scriptures teach us. All we like sheep have gone astray, turned every man to his own way. The Lord has laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. And so we all need salvation. We all need saved this morning. And I trust that most of us, or all of us, have experienced that salvation that is possible in Jesus Christ. And as we experience that salvation, it is a transforming experience. We are new men and new women in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. New men and women in Christ Jesus. But what is the evidence? That's what we want to talk about this morning. The evidences of salvation. Evidences of a new life that we experience in Christ. Point number one, the witness of the Holy Spirit. The child of God who has experienced salvation, who has repented of his sin, yielded his life over to Christ, to Jesus Christ. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. And what will happen? You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So one of the evidences of salvation this morning is the witness of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, with our inner being, that we are the children of God." We believe that as a person confesses Christ, confesses their sins, is born again, if you will, there is an infilling of the Holy Spirit that bears witness with the Spirit within us, testifies that we are a child of God, that we have been saved. Praise his name. We have that witness of the Holy Spirit. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." That's Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. Verse 5 says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." And so we are living in the Spirit this morning if we have experienced this great salvation. And we have the witness of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Point number two, we have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Can you testify this morning that you have submitted yourselves to Jesus Christ? The indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit is the guide of your life. He is the guide of your and my life as we experience this great salvation. We have that also in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." The precious indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. A witness of our relationship with God, point one, and a guide to our lives, point number two. Point number three, evidence of salvation, the love of God in our hearts. Experiencing salvation, having Jesus Christ in our life, the presence of the Holy Spirit brings a whole different perspective to life, because it's God's love that's in our heart, and it's no longer about me. It's about God's love in my heart flowing out to others and blessing the lives of others. That is our experience. That is an evidence of salvation and a new creature in Christ. Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. Well, I'll read a couple of verses leading up to this, not so we don't jump into partway through a sentence. Romans 5, verse 3 through 5. "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts." How? "By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." The active work of the Holy Spirit in the child of God, those who have experienced salvation, is an evidence of God's blessing and our relationship with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God in our hearts. Do you feel it in your heart, God's love? And do you thank him that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son? That if we believe in him, we don't need to perish, but we can have everlasting life. What a blessing we have in him. The love of God in our hearts. Point number four. We will be keeping Christ's commandments. We will be keeping Christ's commandments. affirmation, if you will, evidences of salvation. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. And hereby we do know, verse 3, that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walks. Keeping the commands of God, the directives of God's word. God very clearly explains to us the behavior, if you will, the actions of a person who has experienced salvation. They will stand out in a godless society. Are you keeping the commandments of Christ to honor him and to love him? Keeping his commandments. If you say you're one of his children and you don't keep his commandments, you're a liar. Let us be faithful in keeping his commandments. It is an evidence of salvation. A love for God's word, obedience to God's word, and an example of the believer in that respect. Point number 5, evidence of salvation, fruit of the Spirit in one's life. Very familiar account that we have in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit, is that flowing from your life? Love. Is love flowing from my life to my dear brothers and sisters? Is love flowing from my life to my neighbors? Is the love of Christ flowing from my life to all who I come in contact with? The joy of the Lord, love joy. Do you experience the joy of Christ and this great salvation? The joy and hope of eternal life. The joy of walking with Christ and the Spirit of God indwelling us. Love, joy, peace. The peace of Christ that is manifest by his Holy Spirit, indwelling presence of his Holy Spirit. The peace of God. Can I safely say this morning that most of the people of the world aren't enjoying true peace? And we take it so much for granted. The blessings of peace, the testimony of peace through the Holy Spirit in our lives as we commit our lives to Christ and the Holy Spirit. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. We could go and spend time on every one of those fruits of the Spirit this morning. But if you have Christ in your life and you've experienced this great salvation, the Holy Spirit is present in your life, you will give manifestation of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit. Point number 6, evidence of salvation, love for the brethren. Love for the brothers and sisters of the faith, in the faith. 1 John 3 and verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. A love for each other, in honor preferring one another, willing to give of ourselves to bless each other. That's a manifestation or evidence of the saved person. She no longer lives for self, but we live to bless others, as did Christ. Christ, we are told, did not come to serve himself, but serve the needs of mankind. Do you have the love of Christ in your heart? Is it manifest? Is it given evidence this morning in your daily life that you have a love for the brethren? Love for your brother and sister. Point number 7. Number 7. Doing righteousness. Doing righteousness. 1 John 3 and verse 10. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Very closely related to our previous point. But bring out, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Right living, if you will, this morning. Right living is an evidence of salvation. Righteousness has been defined as right living. Are your acts acts of righteousness and holiness and perfection in Jesus Christ? Point number 8, overcoming the world. Overcoming the world. As we say no to self, commit ourselves to Christ, fall before him and ask him to be Lord of our lives, meditate on God's word, and we become overcomers of temptation. We have the promises in the scripture that he will help us to overcome. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it, that you may be able to be victorious. Overcoming the world. 1 John chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Overcomers. Are you an overcomer this morning? You've been saved by the blood of Jesus, the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. You are then equipped to be an overcomer of whatever it might be that the devil would want to bring into your life to separate you from God, to cause you to stumble and to fail. Overcomers. I believe it's somewhere else in the book of 1 John where he says, I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Young men, middle-aged men, old men, whatever your phase in life is this morning, are you an overcomer? By the power of God's word, if you're experiencing salvation, have experienced salvation, and continue to experience salvation, you can and will be and need to be an overcomer by the power of God. And the same is true for you sisters. The word of God will help you to be an overcomer. Is that your experience? That needs to be an evidence, a testimony that I have in my own heart, that I don't feel like I'm failing every day. We are human and we do fail, and we need to ask for forgiveness to God and to whom we may have offended. But we need to be overcomers. Point number 9, evidence of salvation, spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding. I am glad that we have the Holy Spirit and the presence of Jesus in our lives to help us to comprehend and understand. There are deep things in the scripture that we are maybe sometimes struggle to fully understand. But I believe God promises and is faithful to help us to understand the detail of how he wants to us to order our lives sufficiently, that we can have joy and rejoicing in a life of obedience. But he will give us spiritual understanding. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. We can know enough about God to have a relationship with him. No one is of such a low IQ that you can't understand how God wants you to live. The challenge is not typically, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? The challenge is to yield our hearts to what God, we know God wants us to do. whatever challenge of life that might be. That was 1 John 2, verse 20, verse 27 in the same chapter, 1 John 2, verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. The guidance and direction of the anointing which we have received of him who abideth in us will give us spiritual understanding. A couple pages back, chapter 5, 1 John 5, verse 20 again. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him and that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. A spiritual understanding. We don't need to flounder around trying to figure out which way to go. We just need to follow, in current terms, the GPS. The GPS. Point number 10, evidence of salvation, a lively hope. A lively hope. This morning, to serve the Lord and know the Lord and experience salvation gives us a life of hope. Again, there are so many people around us that don't have this hope, don't have a reason to live, don't have a motivation, but we have a lively hope. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. 1 Peter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is what seals our hope. Because he lives, we can and will live also. The challenge to me this morning, and I believe to each one of us, does my life, and we know in our own hearts the answer to this question, does my life, the path that I am on, give evidence and a confirmation in my mind and my innermost being that I have truly experienced salvation and I'm continuing to experience salvation? There is that initial salvation experience, but there's an ongoing salvation experience that is so important in the child of God. Do you have the witness of salvation experience, the testimony of it in your heart, that you had that initial experience and it's an ongoing salvation experience, and a life of purity and holiness and overcoming and victorious power of Jesus Christ? Are those evidences current in mine, your life? May God bless you. Shall we kneel for prayer?